past few decades, we have watched as our nation has determined to shake its fist in the hands of a holy God. And we have watched the institution of family be desecrated and decimated. We have watched as people think in this nation that they can define what marriage is instead of a holy God. We have watched as our nation has defined what life is and isn't. And so I'm not quite sure why I get my two confessions of faith are bookends between our election. Last Sunday I took us through Daniel 9 and we looked at that prayer in Daniel 9. And now this Sunday, as the bookend post-election, I get to pray a prayer of confession for us. But I can't help think that our nation is shaking its fist in the face of a holy God, and we need to desperately pray for our country. And as Jim has said, Jesus is still on his throne. I mean, the great and real journey that took place was when he left his throne and became a man and died on Calvary for us and was raised and seated back at the right hand of the Father. He's still there. He was there last Sunday. He's there this Sunday. And so that's what we need to remember. So I'm going to read a scripture, and we're going to silently pray for our nation, and then I'll pray. Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. Would you silently pray for a moment? Bow your heads in prayer. Father, on this Veterans Day, we confess to you that we have taken our veterans for granted, that we have taken so many things for granted. Even as your people, we sin against you by taking things for granted. And we pray that you forgive us, Lord. Father, the sheer numbers of our sins are staggering. Of this nation before you. Lord, the enormity of our sins before your holy law is scandalous and it is frightening. The many deliberate ways we have rebelled against you are shameful. Our culpability is beyond question, and our sins cry out in defiance of you as the sovereign Lord of the universe. Even as your people, we have committed sins of worldliness and idolatry, as our culture wishes to conform us even into its own mold. Please forgive us our transgressions, Lord. The massive weight of our guilt that we have accumulated is alarming. And unless you have mercy upon us, Lord, your just judgments must surely come. Lord, hear our prayer of confession. As your people in this nation that we call our home, and grant us grace and strength to be salt and light and bear testimony to the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, even in the midst of our national sins. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.